Jackson Brooks.
News Talk 710, Cairo, in depth.
If you're buying a gun, what's legal and what's responsible? Well, it turns out it's largely up to you to figure that out. News Talk 710 Cairo's Heather Bosch continues our in-depth series now, Taking Up Arms.
This is a big gun show in Puyallup with lots of firearms.
Thousands.
And it sounds like they run the gamut.
Yeah, we have everything from, you know, little 22 pistols to high-end shotguns and rifles. And
the show's Dan Frank says to buy anything here, you have to be a member of the Washington Arms Collectors, and they background check their members.
But there are still a lot of shows in Washington State where Washington Arms Collectors is not involved, and there's no background check required.
Kristen Comer with Washington Ceasefire says that's important because by law, only the licensed dealers at gun shows have to check backgrounds. Someone who's selling at a show as a hobbyist or as a private individual doesn't have to. Attorney General Rob McKenna says, in fact,
well, in private transactions, you know, you can see an ad in the classifieds or on Craigslist, and you can purchase a weapon privately without going through a background check.
So gun owners risk selling to someone they shouldn't, or buyers might end up with more than they bargained for.
The buyer should always beware.
Because, Frank says, even at tightly supervised shows like this one,
the buyer should always know what they're doing and what's legal and what's not.
And what's responsible.
This operates exactly like my service weapon. You withdraw it and it clicks forward.
Snohomish County Sheriff John Lovick says it's a toy.
A lot of real guns are being made to look like toy guns, and a lot of toy guns are being made to look like real guns.
Recently, his deputies got a call about people waving firearms.
And they were actually brandishing toy guns. Well, you can't tell the difference. And I'm afraid that if we don't take some responsibility, someone's going to be killed or seriously injured.
Guns are certainly not child's play, but could teaching your child to handle a real firearm protect him against gun violence? We'll talk about that next. Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo in depth.
Heather's series will continue tomorrow morning. You can find out more from a variety of the resources she used to put the series together.